Zvachim chapter 10 Mishnah Tuva Chol Hamakudash Mechaver Kodem Eschaver. Another principle: if something is holier than a tzvela, it will take precedence, right? So if you've got two things in front of you and you don't know which to do, and they both have the same regularity, so what are you going to do first? You're going to do the one that is holier, right? So how do we? So now the Mishnah is going to teach us some examples of what's holier than other things. Dam chatas kodem le dam oile mipnei shumaratze. So the first example is the blood of a sin offering will take precedence over the blood of a burnt offering because it makes atonement. Right? So the blood of a sin offering atones for a person's sin. Therefore, that gives it like a higher level of holiness in some way than the blood of a burnt offering, which doesn't atone for anybody's sin. And therefore, if you've got two, if the Kohen has two bloods in front of him, which one does he sprinkle first, the sin offering blood or the burnt offering blood? Says the Mishnah, the sin offering blood is holier in this aspect, and therefore will you know you'll sprinkle the blood of the sin offering first. Avera ola kodmin la'murachatus. If you've got a burnt offering which is entirely burnt up on the altar, and you've got a sin offering over there which you only burnt the amurim, certain parts of the animal, says the Mishnah, you'll burn up the ola offering first, the burnt offering first, b'mnasham klal ishim, because the thing is completely burnt up. The fact that it's completely burnt on the altar gives it a certain higher sanctity than the sin offering, which only part of it is burnt up on the altar. Chatas kodemis l'asham, a sin offering takes precedence over a guilt offering. Why? Because the sin offering, the blood is applied two sprinklings, which are four, and it's also poured out on the base. But the guilt offering, the blood is completely poured out at the base of the altar. So the blood offering of the sin offering, so the blood sprinklings will take precedence because it has a higher holiness in that respect. It's got more applications. Asham koidim l'toida, the guilt offering precedes the thanksgiving offering, or the el nazir and the nazir's ram, because it is a holy of holy offerings. But these other offerings are not. They're kochim kalim, which means that they are lesser holy offerings, so they'll take precedence. Hatoida va'al nazir kodmin l'shlamim, the toida, the thanksgiving offering, will take precedence over the nazir's offering, and over the shlamim, over the peace offering, b'mnasham nechalin liyom echad utonim lechem, because this toida, thanksgiving offering, you had to eat in one day, whereas the other offerings you could eat in 2 days and one night. And also you have to bring loaves of bread with it, 40 loaves of bread. Amazing thing, this thanksgiving offering. And that gave it a higher level of holiness, and therefore that would take precedence. So if you had these offerings before you, that's what the mission is saying. You've got a guilt offering, you've got a, what do we say, you've got a thanksgiving offering, a nazir animal, and a peace offering. So how does the Kohen know which one to offer up first, right? So here's how you know. You take the one which is more holy. Shlamin kodmin lebechor, a peace offering takes precedence over a firstborn animal. Bibnasham tonin matan arba, usmicho nesachim utnufas chazik v'shok. Because it requires four sprinklings, it requires leaning, you've got to lean on the animal. It comes with libation offerings, and it comes with the waving of the breast and the thigh, meaning the priest would place the breast and the thigh with the emurim into the owner's hands, and they would wave it. And these things give it a higher level of holiness, and therefore that's what the priest would bring first if he was faced with these offerings.